guy, the dogs people waiting, they worry you.
Not as much. Back exactly. And forth.
So, you know, like I said, this story came from Reddit. It's a Reddit thread, you know, Reddit, am I the asshole? And it's basically a story about a guy asking, saying he broke up with his girlfriend because of her sexual past.
Mm.
So, you know, it starts like this. Mm. Basically, I never asked my girlfriend's past, but she kept about my girlfriend's past. But she kept bringing up her ex's girthy dongs multiple times, even after I told her to stop.
Sorry, read the title again.
I broke up with my girlfriend because of her sexual past. So you know,
he's wondering if he's the asshole. I know, I'm very familiar with that.
He just says basically, I never asked about my girlfriend's past, but she kept bringing it up her ex's girthy dongs.
He didn't even ask. This is information.
Wait. So from that first sentence, I have realized that he's not an asshole.
I just feel like we just need a small picture, maybe.
It couldn't be me, because when she's talking about girthy dog, she's giving him an A plus. An A plus and a C minus are two different
things. She should have said, if she said her boyfriend's big dongs, bigger dongs, and hey, we know that he has it. But she said girthy, meaning that my guy is big, but he's not girthy.
Exactly.
Now, this is where the story begins. First time was really weird. Randomly, one day she brought up how she can feel her partner's pulse through their dicks. And how she specifically could feel one ex's pulse inside her vagina, through a condom. I was kind of like, so can you feel mine? She said sometimes.
Damn.
Hey!
I said it!
Guy!
I said it!
Sounds like
Andy.
Wait!
Andy, defend yourself right now.
My own is, this man is a cock. He has been emasculated.
Which cock?
You are not an asshole, my friend. You're a victim. You're a victim. You should have let them since.
But why? I don't even understand why it's even a conversation.
I want you guys to know.
Why is she emasculating?
I want you guys to know how bad it gets before this guy.
He has to start. So wait, this is the headline. They just opened the key.
Let's see where he can get to in five minutes. Back to story. Okay, so he was like, weird, but whatever. Then later I asked her a question. She misheard us. Have you seen a big dick? And even though I clarified, that's not what I said, she excitedly followed up with, yeah, 2 years ago. I just left it at that and tried not to think about it too much. Then we were talking about orgasms, and she told me she was unable to orgasm with any partner, even though one was really big, but he didn't know how to use it. After that, I stopped her and told her straight up, I don't want to hear about how big your ex's dicks are. It's very important to us. She kind of tried pushing back on me, saying she never talked about it before. And I told her, that's not true.
Calm, bro.
Remember earlier times? Well, do you want to hear about how my dick felt like inside my ex? She said, of course not. And we moved on. But not even a week later, we're talking about random flings, and she told me I was her first random hookup / sex outside a relationship. I quickly pointed out, no, you were literally with another guy right before me that you told me about, that you weren't in a relationship with. And she replied, oh yeah, he had a lot of girth, so it was hard to say no.
Wait, you spent two pages on this.
No. I want to know how bad this gets.
Before we continue, I just want to inform you people that Victor the person who is narrating the story wrote all of this. For now, for this guy, that means you are reading it as you are writing.
Yes.
You deserve a treat, guy. I will take you out. After I will take you out. Oh, guy, God. This is pain. This is fucking pain.
The fact that you can stomach this one. Wow. What? Bro, fine now. Okay, let's go.
Okay, at that point, I was really taken aback. Again, I just asked her not to talk about that stuff. And while it was sort of on the subject, I really didn't need to know that. I'm fine with my size, but she's never called me girthy, so it was pretty obvious that the guy was bigger. Which makes two exes she's now told me about being bigger than me. At this point, some doubt started creeping in, but I tried to put on a bold front and get over it. It was bothering me enough one day where I straight up asked her, why do you keep bringing your ex's girth like that? I told you I didn't want to hear about it. She basically replied, IDK, I don't know. Just because you bring something up that you like doesn't necessarily mean anything. That was it. She had also randomly interjected stuff about her pussy being stretched in casual conversation.
Violence.
And to be honest, it rung my head as being very oddly specific. And also kind of weird. She also used the phrase used to bigger in just inappropriate situations. And it kind of felt like she was messing with my head. So of course, we got into an argument about it because she thought I was complimenting some bartender too much. And I told her she has no right to be bothered. And she's been complimenting the ghost of her ex's dick.
Okay, stop. Everyone, stop.
At least it's funny.
What?
He's what? In pain, but at least it's funny.
What?
What? Dude, what?
Reggie, she left me speechless. Go.
Right, he's feeling the pain of his fellow man.
It's sad day for men.
I want to read the full story is that I want you people to see how much some people can tolerate.
If you really, really like someone, then you put up their shit now.
She said that. They started their relationship from a random hookup.
Yes.
So that's where.
In a way, I can understand.
That's where the red flag was.
That's where the mindset
comes. No. Sometimes, like,
because when you start getting to know somebody, if you had started talking to her way before, but then again, people used to pretend.
That's actually a very smart tip.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If you had started from something more intimate, like friendship.
I'm going to ask
for a spoiler. Is there a redemption arc?
No, don't give us spoilers.
I just want to know, is there a redemption arc? Because I know.
Because
asking if he's an asshole, that means he did something to revenge. He did something to get his dick back. He did something to get his testosterone back.
He needs redemption from the guy.
Yes.
All I can say is, let me just finish his story.
Okay. Let me know where his asshole came to. Came from.
I just keep there, so
Jesus Christ!
The ghost of your
existence.
basically, she's been complimenting the ghost of her ex's dicks in front of me for no reason. And if we are going to watch, and if we are going to watch how each other feel about complimenting other people, then she needs to watch her mouth. The argument boiled over into the next day. And she basically said, I'm not with you for sex. And there's nothing wrong with me saying I like big dicks. Just like you like girls with big tits. Now, keep in mind, the guy said he had never said such a thing. But, you know, I'm sure she has caught him peeping at, you know, one or two.
Sizable.
Her question is like, you know, I don't complain about you liking big tits, and there's nothing wrong with me liking big dicks, so what's the difference? You know what? It was a terrible argument that ended poorly even after we made up, but I honestly just resolved to take my place as the guy she's not with for sex and really, really tried to move on from it. Then BAM! That very night, we were dancing, and she said she took a large bottle of water and stuck it down my pants and started grinding against it. I was pretty shocked as there was no real way to take it other than as an insult / humiliation. But I didn't want to ruin the vacation, so I sucked it up and prayed to God in heaven that it never came up again.
Okay, okay, come on, man.
Like, come on. Wait, what? The guy literally said. Can I just
end this?
The difference now is that see, when you like, he never mentioned that. It. He observed and kept short. Oh man, you don't have deep. As in, like, you're comparing, you're demeaning that guy.
Now. Yeah, just imagine putting a bottle of water down someone's pants just to feel something. It must have really been.
She's spatting his face indirectly. What the fuck?
Yeah, but she's spatting his face. But in her defense, it must have been small. Habba.
What's
her
defense? What the fuck?
I don't think it was that it was small. It is that she likes bigger. Yes.
She always said she did say she's used to bigger. That doesn't that doesn't mean that he's small. That just means she likes massive.
See,
it's large. Andy, don't choke on it.
Don't choke on it.
Andy, don't choke on it.
I just want to talk. Is there anybody that is? He's short. She's as big as a bottle, a water bottle.
Like what's up? What
happened? You'd be surprised.
It's not about you'd be surprised. I'm just saying.
Come on, then now we should have cancer now. What is this?
Hey, like, at least elephantitis.
Haven't you watched South Park?
Yeah, that cancer episode. Where they were smoking. Yeah. Where they went to go. Their balls inside the microwave.
So that they can have cancer.
Use that as an excuse to smoke weed.
Guys, South Park is... Oh my god.
South Park is the definition of white trash. Yeah. Right.
The new season has started. It's really awesome.
Okay.
Let's continue.
So, he said that he prayed that it never happened again. But of course, after a few weeks later, he came up again. He went to go and see a movie, and there was this close-up shot of some guy's huge ball, and she went, ooh,
close-up shot of some guy's crotch.
She was like, ooh, hi, papi, come on my face.
Wait,
no, that's what she said. I just spicing it up, but he was basically like, she was like,
oh, okay, like girls doing that Aquaman scene.
Hey, when Aquaman just
went to Captain America, held the building, held the helicopter,
exactly, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So she was ooing. Yeah, he was looking all that crotch in front of her face. God damn. At that point, I was just done. I stopped her and told her, at this point, even if we aren't together for the sex, you have no right to humiliate me like this. I told you I didn't want to hear about your exes. You kept bringing it up. You doubled down on it when I asked about it, and now you're stuffing water bottles down my pants and ugly and guys bulges in front of me. What am I supposed to think? How am I supposed to feel? She actually apologized, but the apology was so terrible. She told me that I needed to work on my confidence, and to feel better, I should think of all the girls I was with that made me feel good about my dick.
What?
That is not. Yeah. That's not an apology.
Yeah. What?
That is even.
That's not an apology.
See, you know, since she has been slapping
him in his face,
she has been slapping
him in his face. See, do you know how my head
is? That's born up her feet, her hand into a fist, and fucking punched him
in the dick.
She punched him in the
face. I blame him.
See, at this,
I blame him.
See, no, at this juncture, it's his fault. Yeah, and at the same time. That bitch didn't love him at all. She didn't care.
Doesn't have feelings for him.
So she was just maybe those relationships she had ended badly, and she was
looking
for
nice enough substitute. Guy who she can.
Yeah.
The guy is a substitute.
Like, how do you recover from dick. This?
Like,
I don't
how
know,
you
guys. This is actually traumatic.
Because right now she.
But Ed is having this
slowly
cutting. like what is he hearing?
No, just she's slowly just chopping these guys. Like dignity,
like. How do you recover from this?
Just like me,
she's a succubus.
You know, I'll wait for someone to mention. Yeah. I had a dream, so I was going to mention that word.
She's a succubus.
And it was.
Him off.
I
literally imagine
she's draining his life energy. She's
draining him off emotionally. Anyway, that is what it took for him to.
What a soy cock.
Basically.
Oh man.
Like he said, after that, I just lost all my feelings for her. I felt humiliated and grossed out by her. The reason this was so hard for me is that I would never want to make my partner feel bad about themselves in any way, shape or form. And all she ever did was just that. She loved big dicks more than she respected my feelings, and that was it.
As sad as the story is, yeah, that's
fucking hilarious. Guy.
Hey, man, he has a sense of humor about it.
Exactly, I mean, like
ghost of your ex's dick. I'm sorry, that has a sense of humor.
But anyway, this is a classic example of a comedian in the making. Anyways,
I'm telling you, he's like Kanye West. He's taking his pain.
Really,
he's taking his pain
and turning it into art.
I'm turning it into art. So basically, I broke up. What he says that I broke up with her. Yeah, TLDR. I broke up with her 2 weeks later, and I just straight up told her it was because I don't feel good around you, and I don't want to be with someone who makes me feel this way. The guy said he never once made her feel inadequate. Like, it's not like she's the best sex he has ever had, but he never brought it up to her.
Bruh, he just brought it up to her indirectly, man.
And now,
no, but she fucking deserves it.
So he said that he didn't care about sex, that she was more important to him.
Okay, what courtesy? Somebody has literally told you that, oh, girls in the past have made you feel better about yourself. Like, you are pretty
shit. Then why the fuck am I with you?
Then why the fuck, okay, why the fuck would I even be courteous to you?
No, like, there's a lot.
Just remove yourself from the situation.
No, it's not as easy as you guys
are. I know, that's not as easy. Before you guys continue, that's just the end of the story. The asshole, obviously not.
No.
You guys, give your
so that's the end of the story.
Yes, why would he even
show no revenge? No revenge, nothing. That guy is a cock.
Andy, if you want revenge, we can go to r/petty revenge.
No, leave that.
Oh, r/pro revenge.
Good.
Actually, that should be the next one.
Yeah, I'm left wanting more. I'm left wanting
more.
The best revenge is life.
It's not sad. It's more like an insult.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's an insult. But I keep wondering, how do you recover from
that? Anyway, he's not the asshole.
No, let me. I want
to. The relationship was garbage.
He's not the asshole.
He's not the asshole.
But he's an idiot.
No, but you know what?
And Siva. Sorry. Okay, continue.
No, but you know what I was saying now? This is what's going to build up a fuckboy.
Eh?
Not really. Yes.
It can't.
Before that guy, I would trust another baby gig. It might take a lot of work. Yes, now.
And you never feel confident in yourself.
What it's likely to do is, if he's having sex with another woman, he will start asking himself.
You'll be insecure now.
Yeah, he'll be insecure.
And that might affect his performance.
And now he may not meet the girl again.
How old was he? Did he mention his age?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, if he was.
He's probably a young guy. He doesn't sound like he's a young guy.
Doesn't sound like someone that's reached 30. You know when they're actually in relationships with idiots. Like, at what point they actually stop? No, it's true. I cannot be complaining and be whining to us when you're a grown man.
No, it's just
any of you guys everybody, and then you come to me, you'll be crying. But it's all true, man.
It's more complicated than that.
It's more complicated than that.
If you really like someone, even when they are doing nonsense,
you give them
chances. That's the purpose of this. That's the reason why I have the story. I want to tell this guy, because me and Andy were having this discussion. At what point do you know to walk away from a relationship? So that's what gingered myself to even say, let me just...
I'll say the truth. He's an idiot.
Yeah.
And we've all been idiots too at some point. We've been simps and suckers for girls.
Yes. For guys and girls.
Especially in university.
Everybody. And you know the funny thing? The girls you like what? There's one thing he said. The girls you really like. The girls you really like. When you see them, the first thing that comes to your mind is not really sex with them.
Yeah.
It's just having a good time with them. You just want to be with them. Then sex comes with that. Yes, inside the cup. No, listen, you. This guy, you're just a raging bull. That's what you are.
Am I lying?
A raging bull.
Am I lying?
Don't let me say what I want to say now.
Definitely, yeah. You can also have good times without sex.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you have good times and whatever.
You're a straight man and you need to pour once in a while. So the sex will be there, but the majority of your relationship. The majority of relationships will be having quality time together and quality conversations and things.
No, I understand what.
Now, this one, when they are not having sex, she's emasculating him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the sex. Unfortunately, he liked and was hoping she could change.
Yes.
Which is wrong. So, guys, when a babe does this shit to you, when a babe emasculates you,
even once.
The first time she does it, Omo, drink your booze and go home.
The same way
walk away. Rise from the.
If they brush you once, walk away. Cry in your room alone.
Cry alone. No matter what you talk about them, just go.
Tell the story, crack joke, and get the fuck out.
Go away. Leave them alone.
What I was just saying now is, see, there's always going to be a red flag in every relationship.
Yeah.
If it's a red flag you can handle, fine. If it's a red flag you cannot handle, come out. The kitchen is hot, come out. That is it. See, because there are some people that will be like, Omo, even if the red flag is something they cannot handle, be like, Omo, I try. I don't go useless you, Omo, guy, you know, useless you. Especially, see, this is where you now become a simp in that relationship, because avoid to be a simp. Just avoid being a simp. Because if you're a simp, Omo, your life is gone.
Let me use myself. We're talking about even stuff, emasculating stuff and walking away. Like that's what I say, especially in uni. Uni, remember that time I was telling you about that, my ex?
Yeah.
There was a time we broke up and I was trying to get her to get back and she said that all my efforts, I'm being pathetic.
That's it. Now, you see, Victor.
No, let me ask you.
No. God. But you know what? You know where I'm getting
at? Do you know how it fucking felt? Okay. For somebody that you really care about, and you love, just looks at you.
Guys, do you know how much estrogen you gain from that?
No, wait. Now, do you know where this thing is very annoying? Because his efforts were not pathetic in any way.
He's trying to make a healthy relationship. He's trying to make a point.
I'm trying to make a point that he actually liked her.
You never had this relationship before.
Yes, sir. I've been a pathetic too.
Said I'm pathetic. That's your race.
We've all been there, guys.
Honestly speaking, but in a way, man, what I would say in that kind of situation is, it's not 100% pathetic.
Yes.
It's not pathetic it's on not his pathetic side. On it's his pathetic side. Like the person didn't just
like play with Cassie. What?
No.
The person didn't just see like, yeah, but the respectively just
dismissing.
If you're not interested in going back with that, I said look.
If you know you cannot handle it, come on.
Come on. Like
if me, you know you're not going to be happy, come on.
It's not 100% pathetic, but see, you know the funny thing?
I'm not judging anybody because of all the I happened to me too. I said I got flicked on twice last year. I locked up.
I'm not like this
because of that too. This guy, you don't even know me. Let me finish now. I'm making a point for the context of what we're doing now.
Finish and toss the condom.
I will not finish. You will not have the luxury of me pouring. Finish.
What am I saying? I forgot what I said.
You said last year. I got flicked on twice and I locked up and left. Simple and short. That's where it ended. Like nothing again.
So the long and short is take your L's early.
Take your L's early, man.
Like as early as possible.
As early as possible.
As early as possible. And if you take your L's early enough, you can turn that L into a W. Like I had an experience recently. I met this girl online. We're talking, we're chatting, and then for 1 month, gone. Not a word from her, not a text, not a hi, not a hello. And then the previous day, she just hits me up and acts like nothing happened. I was like, what happened to you for the last 30 days? Where have you been? What's going on?
She has been fighting demons.
That's not my problem. And she tries to like brush it off as if it's nothing. I was like, no, don't brush it off as if it's nothing. We were talking very interactively. We're sharing pictures, then boom. Nothing.
What was that excuse? I'm curious.
They said work school and ETC. And this girl gave me an ETC.
ETC.
Not even like, said, no, just went to work school ETC.
Yeah.
It's like, hi, I told her, no, I'm not interested.
You know, cake.
And then I left it like
ETC
that.
ETC is worse than cake.
This chick actually said to me like 5-6 messages like wow okay just like that so this is how you're going to be just like that okay
for and someone I left that out, disappeared yes. She ghosted you for 30 days
yes and I told her I'm not interested and then I left all her messages unread and deleted the chat. I'll defend her.
I'm a ghoster. We ghost. We have
the ghost of the ex's dick.
Oh!
Everybody's coming after it.
Why is everybody attacking him? See,
this episode has just been violent. Let me continue.
Violence.
When people ghost, they have their reasons. I'm not saying you should go and fuck, even if she wants it. I'm just saying that. Do not just throw them away. Like, don't.
No, I'm not saying I'm throwing this person away. Do you know
this is not easy?
It's not literally. See, it's not literally.
Let me finish that.
You know that's why you did that. I came back. I'm coming back.
Okay, continue.
No, if you want to ghost, you don't just ghost like that. I mean, leave some. I don't know. No, do you understand?
Like I need some time to myself. It was in the middle of a conversation, an active conversation between the two of us.
There was something wrong.
And I'm asking, what is wrong? What is happening? I don't want to progress with anybody who can just disappear from my life for a whole month and act like nothing happened. That is not healthy. ETC, come on, man. Like, seriously. Who
even I prevented him?
Dude, like, seriously. Like,
no, as she told you,
what? You see, let's not think of it from a situation of manners.
Like, right now, I was not in the right state of mind. I didn't want to talk. Think of it from a place of common human decency and manners.
You don't just tell somebody work school etc. Like you didn't even give me the benefit of a decent like.
How long did you guys know each other?
That's the problem. It was literally that day we were talking for like an hour straight and then gone.
Menu, etc.
Dude, what happened? Well, I don't see. That's why, like, no. All the red flags are shining in my eyes. Talk. Let me just remove my hand.
Now, to address this ghost, look at me.
I was ETC. What happened?
You know, I told you I have a friend that schools in Ukraine. That was in Ukraine. So,
Ukraine?
Yeah, now. When that shit happened, I called her. But the first thing I said is that, look, I'm sorry that I haven't. I haven't called you since last year. Life has been happening, lots of ups and downs, mostly downs, but you know, taking on the chin.
Yes, real down chance. Bad.
Oh, down bad, exactly. Yeah, I cracked that joke with her and I told her down bad, but you know, I just apologized basically. Like, look, it's not like I just didn't want to talk to you again. She said, oh, all right, she understood. She just said it felt weird that. You know, I just was
just kind of disappeared, right?
Kind of disappeared.
And you came back, you gave a decent explanation. You apologized.
If not you care, that way, care enough about see. Somebody,
no, don't write ETC now. Oh,
you
man.
Give them like, okay, even if you don't tell them
exactly what happened,
you can tell them, okay, some things were going on at my house.
That I can't talk to you about what happened.
And that is where communication
comes. Yeah, it's just pure decency. That's all.
Around when I was seeing somebody, yes. Everything was going well. We were always going out. Mm. Then out of nowhere, she said she was going to travel. She traveled, came back. After that, stop answering my calls, stop replying my text messages. For over 3 weeks, then she now calls me. I should go and buy food for her.
Jumia Foods.
Client story is different. This one is just texting.
Jumia Foods.
This guy, why is your story always so emasculating? Why is this girl so wicked to you? What did you do to this?
That's actually, I have that thing. Why are women so cruel to you, mommy?
Because
I'm nice.
I take offense to that because it seems you're implying that I'm not nice.
No, you are not nice.
I mean,
okay, screw all of you collectively.
Yeah, screw me. What?
That's how you started. You were talking about collecting like terms with men. You said they should screw you again.
Yeah, calm down. It's not like that. Are we all come to the consensus that I'm not nice?
Yes.
I didn't even say anything, and then you're pointing screw you.
I didn't say shit, man.
Yeah, screw.
Okay. Your own opinion, then.
It's hard to say.
Jesus Christ.
So I mean, she didn't say anything.
Basically, she just told you, screw you politely.
No, wait. You know, no, wait. What Oge is trying to say is, client is kind of a dick, right?
Chat.
Silence
of a thousand words.
Hey, in this life, we need to
I just got awkward.
More empathy.
No, we need to learn when to walk away.
Yes.
That's just the truth.
No, no.
Yeah. That's the point of that story. That's why I read that story.
Mine is from beginning.
I'll be doing stuff like that more often.
No, from but before you get friends or friends.
Yeah, this is something I'm trying to learn. This is something I'm trying to learn.
Everybody has been there. Not knowing when to walk away.
This is something I'm trying to learn.
I'm sure even you, Sam, you've been there.
Before you get into anything.
Not knowing when to walk away.
For me, this what happened, the one I remember, Sha, was that she did something. Okay, the one I remember, I'm not going to go into too much detail.
Yeah.
But she did something and it repeated itself one or two more times. And in my heart, I promised myself, the next time this thing happens, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to vanish out of this woman's life.
You get it.
And surely enough, the thing happened. Usually when it happens, I try to resolve it. But this time, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go and drink pepper soup and Martina and go to my mother's house and sleep.
I'm not going to disappear in 5 minutes.
You know what? This guy just literally just said pepper soup because you can smell pepper soup now. Just,
no, this is...
I don't know if you would like to share, like, what is the thing that she does that irritates you to the point where you have to vanish?
Okay, you know when any small thing in a relationship, this was a committed relationship. I wanted to marry this babe. So it wasn't smear. And then in my brain, I'm trying to plan finances because I was doing like a Greek business, in media, this. I was doing like 4 different things. And I was still in school all together. And then I'm trying to include this woman into my plan for future. And every small argument is, I don't even know if this will work. And I'm like, really?
Guy, I get this guy.
Really?
Well.
I am here planning future, thinking about how we solve situation and move forward.
See, when you said planning future, I was like, this bastard is going to do the Chinese thing.
And you tell me you don't know if it work? Come on, man. You study engineering.
Emotional damage.
Maybe that's why she knew it's homework, because she studied engineering.
Fuck that shit! Pain,
I love pain. Can't get enough.
This is why we like to. So you go say that she come back. She tried to.
Yes.
And you did what?
You left again now. Pew. Also was running.
No, but legit, I just told her, say, look, man, here's the truth. I still love you, eh? But I can no longer trust you because you have done this over and over again, and. For the sake of my mental health, let me carry my load and go. Because I don't want to say, let us work it out, and this thing repeat itself again. I will be very angry with me.
Did she ever cheat on you?
You didn't cheat on me. If I just talk, see.
I feel like.
I still love you.
You guys could have still worked it out.
I always go into detail. Like, if I'm serious about somebody, I'll go into detail. I'll tell you.
No, actually, yeah.
You did this, you did this, you did this, you did this.
Like, I was not happy. This person, like, even though it is not,
I was not happy. Like, but blah 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 blah, was not happy, and you know, I decided, you know, I'll pull out. I love you. I really wish this worked though. I'm going to miss you. But man,
fuck
can't
you.
Do this again.
That's some Uchiha shit right there, man.
I can't.
Let it go.
Okay. It pained me to do it, but I had to do it. I had to just.
This guy. Walking away is one of the hardest things you'll ever do. Sometimes it's what has to be done.
Because if you like someone, you always need to try and.
And in the story, he won that multiple times.
So how is she's not? She's not an asshole.
He's not an asshole. Obviously.
No, that one is a problem.
I was reading this story so that I can show you. It's you in particular. I can show you what people can tolerate in the name of I'm in love.
I thought you were going to say something that made him really an asshole. Like he did something. Yeah, I know. Fucked up.
No, there's a surviving story that I saw.
Some slime shit. Yeah. So I wanted to see if I could relate or something.
The guy even admitted himself that he went overboard on his revenge. So the story, in summary, goes like this. He was dating this girl. He was the college quarterback. He was feeling on top of the world. So he took the previous quarterback's girlfriend and started dating her. So he always felt like he's the king, nothing can ever happen to him. Nothing can ever happen to him. Then he found out that she was cheating on him with the other guy that she left for him. This guy, when he plotted his revenge, long story short, he went after the family as well.
What?
Guy. That was like, that was
his mom, his sister, her friend, he smashed all of them. And they put his poster in the whole school. Say he's messing up the whole team, because what he was doing was messing up the team, and the coaches even had to come and complain. They were even saying, let them expel this guy. No, he hasn't done anything wrong. All he's doing is smashing.
All I can say is this. All I can say is this, man. To me,
rubbing it in her face.
To me, if it was me,
cost the sister her job.
And he drove the girl into a mental institution. Yeah, I remember this thing. Yeah. I was listening to it at work.
Yeah, he admitted it himself that
I may have gone to.
I knew I went to.
That guy became a drug addict while doing all these things.
Yeah.
And he went to prison.
Yeah, it wasn't even once. Like, after like 6 years, he came and did the same thing again. To her. Then he went back to Brazil. Came back and did. He went to.
This was like
a 12 year story.
But that's all I can say is this, to me, him and that guy, they are just Eskimo brothers.
Honestly, it's to handshake and point at each other.
Handshake, you know, do the finger like you
did the same girl.
Yeah, you did the same
girl. There's another problem. This thing called emotions.
Emotions.
I'm telling you people something. Emotions, I posted it on my status the other day. Emotions are trash.
They're not trash.
They are trash.
They need to be felt. If you deny your emotions,
your emotions are trash.
Andy,
use your common sense. Use your brain.
Without emotion, you can't express empathy.
You don't need it. Common sense is enough. Common sense is enough.
I read this story right now on r/onaprorevenge. So basically, the story goes like this. Guy said that this guy, he was dating his girlfriend, and things were going all well and good. Like, they were dating for a while, almost 12 years. And then she found out that he was cheating on her with another guy. She left the guy for him. She left him for the other guy. And a year later, two of them had a baby, and he decided, okay, I've moved on. So around 8 years after this whole thing, they had a mutual friend that introduced us. Oh, I know this person, and he talks normally. And then something just entered him. He made an Instagram account and used the woman, his ex's daughter's name on the Instagram account, and now friended the guy she left with, and then created this kind of weird relationship between them. When she checked the Insta, she thought the two of them were cheating and left him. Are you telling me that guy was not emotionally in tune? He fucked with his emotions. This person destroyed the whole family just because he didn't want to admit that he was hurt.
Now, listen to me. If that idiot had common sense, he would pack his bags, move to another city, meet new people.
Did you pack your bags and leave to another city after what happened to you last year? He's
planning to.
Did you? Yes or no?
Why are you hating?
I did not catch any talk today.
Let me finish with what I was saying.
Oh, yeah.
Move to another, start a new family. Forget about it. That's the common sense thing to do. But as you can see, his Nyamayama emotion took over his brain.
He said that he knew this thing would work because he knows how jealous she can get. And he knew specifically that naming the profile after their first daughter could be.
You see this walk away thing that we've been saying?
It's hard.
Feel the pain. Somebody can insult you and your whole family.
Let me tell you something.
And you can just look at them. And trust me, the best thing you can do for your life is just turn your back on that person and start walking.
But
that's why
you will love yourself later for that thing you did. And you pain that person that you don't react.
That's why Victor's mentioned tolerance. Every relationship has its tolerance limits.
You have a tolerance limit, guy.
I'm sure the guy has reached his own tolerance limit. That's why you're like, I just got it.
Exactly.
So what of this one that client said? That is an idiot. I don't care how genius your revenge was.
Just a social.
Bro, walk away, man.
That's just Dennis.
Turn around and walk away.
That's
Dennis.
That's vindictiveness.
This one
over a relationship I had 8 years ago. I bet fuck that thing, Joe. Walk away. I've been heartbroken in the same school where the person will see the person every day walk past me. What is there? walk away. It's not that hard. Eventually.
No, it's hard. It's hard.
It's hard. Yes, it's hard. Yes, but you just have to do it.
Thank yourself for doing that shit.
Thank yourself for doing that shit. Walk away. If you are in pain, feel the pain. Don't deny the pain.
Cry, yeah.
I have also done that. I've run away from the pain. Partying and doing all sorts of shit. See, COVID happened. That made me stay one piece.
Oh, wait,
and I started to feel everything. So you get me? Like, you need to feel it. Once you feel it, you will get over it. If you run away from it, it will catch up to you one day. And you will do dumb shit like these idiots do.
Why is this one hitting on me? I didn't literally mean you pack his bags and go somewhere. What I meant was for him to walk you out. Just seeing it in a very like...
The other way you could say it.
Exactly. Hater.
Wait, but wait.
Hater. It's not my fault that you went with an overachiever. It's not my fault. It's not my fault that you were sitting out with a sweaty ass nigga. I was trying to overachieve on you.
In her defense, we're all sweaty ass niggas right now.
God bless you.
Like, me, I'm the sweatiest.
But guess what?
But let me see before you go. Before you go far, if you walk away like you don't do back, me, I ran away from you. You put that on some bullshit.
Exactly.
Get out, you're very stupid. CBT kid, that is such to say. I just remember that I was one of them. Anyway, you know, thank you guys for listening to our, you know, discussion. You know, like, for those of you who are going through something similar, don't run away from your pain. Feel it, but walk away.
Walk away from the person.
Walk away from the person causing it. That's just the best thing we can advise you to.
So, and the song says, "I'm walking away."
That's our closing thing. Our closing thing.
Walk on this mountain. The music I hated is slowly endorsing. Not calling important. My niggas beside me like Tommy and Martin. We balling your cotton. Then skate with your bitch like we turning your heart in. She don't need the garments. She horny from all of the money we counting. Count it up, count it up, count it up, count it. Count it up. Count it up. Count it up. Count it.